You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, I am Julie Merica, the host of the Daily Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Each bite-sized episode is less than 10 minutes long, so you can pair it with a good habit if you want, like flossing or making your damn bed, or you can just tune in whenever it feels right and you need a little jump start. We are all consuming a ton of content every single day, so why not start your mornings off with something a little more optimistic, realistic, and approachable? I am sure to include a lot of actionable tips and tricks to make starting your day and life in general just a bit easier and more enjoyable. The goal is to help you get out of bed so you can start making it. So check out Make Your Damn Bed podcast today wherever you listen to podcasts or visit www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a serious golfer, then you've probably come to appreciate the turf grass you play on. Well, there are lessons learned from golf course greens that can improve a home lawn. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
A lot of the things that we learn when we're studying golf courses, we then will take to homeowners and the general public to talk to them about improving their lawn management based on the things that we've learned in golf.
Doug Soldat is a professor in the Department of Soil Science at the University of Wisconsin.
The shorter you mow the grass, the more inputs you're going to need to keep it alive. And we see that example with golf course putting greens where they're mowed sometimes at less than an eighth of an inch. And that means that when you have a grass that's short, the root system is shallower, which means you'll have to apply irrigation, otherwise the roots can't access the water deeper down in the soil profile that a taller grass would have access to. Golf course putting greens have the clippings removed from them, and clippings are a main source of plant nutrition and part of the recycling process. When we take them off the green, we have to add fertilizers to replace them.
For home lawns, it's possible to avoid using fertilizers by leaving your clippings on the lawn.
The best advice I can give to someone is mow high with a sharp blade. So mow your grass as high as you can tolerate it and use a sharp mower blade. Even though grasses are adapted to frequent mowing, they much prefer to be cut with a sharp blade than a dull blade. Leave your clippings on the lawn. Don't bag your clippings. Those clippings are an important source of nutrition to the grass. Utilize them.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.